come join me May 1st through the 6th so that you can rest, rediscover your strengths, reconnect with yourself and those physicians like you who are ready to leave work at work, and re-energize. This is the invitation for you to make 2023 your year. Join me in Costa Rica in this really amazing, non-judgmental, intimate physician community. I am gonna show you how to rest and how to recharge. Let's transform your brain, level it up so that you can start to dream the life that you always wanted this year in 2023. I can't wait to learn all about what kind of year you're gonna have after this conference. Take care.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Beyond ADHD, a physician's perspective. I am Dr. Diana Mercado Marmarash. I'm a family medicine physician practicing in rural Texas. I used to be hindered by my ADHD, but I now see it as a gift that helps me show up as the person I was always meant to be, both in my work and in my personal life. In the past 2 years, I've come to realize that unlearning some of my beliefs and some of my habits were just as important as learning the new set of skills.
Well, hello, hello. I am so excited about today's topic. It is called Unleashing the Power of ADHD Heroes in Healthcare. It is a topic that is obviously very dear to my heart because I am one of those ADHD health providers. And also, I work with ADHD clients who are physicians, who are healthcare providers. I actually used that type of information to apply for a conference in Rome that I got selected to go speak about in July. So I'm super excited about that. But anyways, today we want to talk about why I really think when we lean into those healthcare providers or physicians, right, who have ADHD, it is so important to do so. And again, we all know, right, that when we step into a room where the community just kind of gets us, it makes a world of a difference. It's having that real life experience that can really make a difference between how you handle whatever you're going through and how the other person handles whatever they're going through. The ADHD hero has been in the trenches, battling their own symptoms, coming out on the top. And when they share their real life experience, it just becomes obvious that they have superpowers and strategies, and they can use this to show others they too are on a journey. ADHD is a lifelong condition, and it can get easier if you know how to deal with it because you understand it firsthand. I always tell my own patients, just because I'm talking to them about it, it doesn't mean like I have all the answers, and it doesn't mean I'm 100% got it under control, because it is a journey. Like one day you show up fully 100% charge, another day you show up 20% charge. Based on the task that you're having at hand is how you're going to deal with whatever comes your way. But having real life experience makes a big difference because you can just almost tell them exactly what they're thinking because it's your brain that is so similar with theirs. But again, I also want to point out that there is a spectrum. So it's not like 100% of everything that I tell you that I'm doing, you're going to do. I'm always very careful with that because it almost becomes kind of like gaslighting, right? Instead, it's important to ask yourselves what usually works, what doesn't work, so you can start to create some insight. With that, I don't know if you're aware or not, but the AMA released a survey in 2016. It actually stated that 30% of US medical students had disclosed that they had ADHD. It is very likely in your healthcare team, you have somebody with ADHD. So it's important to point them out if they want to, right? So that they too can relate to each other and come up with a community to support each other.
Brain power.
Like they get to tap into their brain power with their ADHD brain. These heroes are unique, that they have this unique perspective. And they have obviously a wealth of knowledge about the condition. They can see things from a different angle and come up with creative solutions. It's so important to not only use this brain powers to help educate your patients, but it can also be used to help educate your colleagues. And it can also be useful to help modify the current system that might not be supporting them or not supporting the whole flow, right? So what do I mean by this? Okay, so for example, in my practice, we were the ones responsible for starting our own notes. And I suggested, what if the nurse or the MA preloads a template and they maybe type in one word or one sentence explaining why the patient is there. Now the note is open. Now you have an easier way to start. It seems kind of obvious to do something like that, but it was not until one of us suggested it and the rest of the team was like, oh, yeah, we should try it. And all of a sudden, we weren't missing, not even having started a note on a patient. We could track it easier. So it's just coming up with more solutions and being creative. And another thing why it's important to have this ADHD superheroes in your team is because they can help to destigmatize this condition. They can show others how ADHD could be a superpower instead of a weakness. They can help not only the patients, but also the families come to understand there's nothing wrong with them. You know, that it's just like thinking differently. And it's like thinking right or left-handed. And so if you're naturally left-handed and you're trying to use your right hand, it's just a little harder to do that task. But when you understand that you are left-handed, then it's easier for you to then do something with it. Taking the stigma away from a condition that is genetic, that you didn't choose, it makes a world of a difference. For me, this was the realization that finally got me to open up to others when I was coached in October of 2020 by Sunny Smith. And I was told, you know, ADHD is a circumstance. You get to decide how you want to, what you want to make of it. You can decide that it's the best thing in the world, or you can decide it's the worst thing in the world. You can decide it will benefit you or not. Like, it's up to you. And she asked me, like, how is the diagnosis of ADHD any different from high blood pressure or from cancer or from diabetes? And, you know, in my mind, I was trying to make all kinds of justifications. But then I came to realize that ADHD, like, you're born with it. And it's probably been there all along, but you were not even aware of it because that was just your norm. And once you get the diagnosis, or once you come to understand that this is it, then you can start to work towards understanding it and using it as a superpower. And another reason why it's important to have an ADHD superhero in your team is that it can lead to more collaboration. It could lead to better teamwork, not just for you, but also for your patients. Like, you can, because you understand it, you're able to find more resources for this individual. You're able to get them to the right people, like either a therapist or a coach, or explaining to them that, you know, they might have iron deficiency that can make their ADHD worse. Or you could look into vitamin D deficiency, and that could enhance their ADHD. Or you have awareness that but sometimes PTSD can almost appear like ADHD. So it's important to be aware of these things because then it could help you enhance, be a patient's advocate, but it can also enhance their diagnosis management once you have identified it. So I really think having an ADHD hero in your team can unleash the beauty of this relationship between management, understanding, and treatment that can really change a person's life.
Thank you for spending your time with me. I really believe that time is your most valuable asset. Please subscribe to the podcast. Share with your colleagues, and don't forget to check out my website at adhd-lifecoach.com, where you can find out about my upcoming coaching group classes, as well as free master classes and other exciting events that are happening.